Thank you for holding. Is this Steve?
Yes.
Hi, Steve. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Hi. Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You're up bright and early good. This morning.
Usually this is half my day. We've been going since before 5, so...
Early bird gets the worm. I wake up at 6, so, I mean, I've only been awake for a little bit, but I'm 2 coffees deep, so I'm awake.
Oh, yeah, I'm about a coffee pot and a Red Bull deep, so.
Oh, jeez. Hey, sometimes you need that, you know, I get it. I understand.
Every day is Monday, yeah.
Oh, I know. That's, tell me about it. I have an 8-month-old at home, too. We're down here in Newport Beach.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm up, yeah, I know exactly where that is. Yeah, I have a 3-year-old, so.
Oh, jeez, yeah, so you're a veteran at this.
Yeah, there's no sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Last night was just crazy. He's just getting his teeth, so he just, all of a sudden, he doesn't want
to. Oh.
Yeah, he, like, wakes up in the middle of the night yelling, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? He's got real red gums.
Yeah. I have a girl, and she's just like her mother, so...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well,
so what are you looking at here?
Yeah, I know you're speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to apply a discount. I don't know what you guys have talked about so far as pricing, but she asked me to jump on the line to apply these discounts. There's, like, a new in business credit that you're eligible for because you're under 5 years, and then she wanted me to see if I can get a website approved for you, waive the fees on that. Did you have any questions other than just the pricing when you were talking to her?
Yeah, she was telling me that the front page of Google was available for an ad for our business, and there's... 2 partners, there's myself and my partner Tim, and so I told her that I would have to run this through him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Before I, you know, went and spent the money on ads on the internet.
Right. Well, it's not every day the spots on Google are available. I think that's actually what she was getting at. It's because, like, especially for excavation in this area, you know, the last time we had an opening was 10 months ago. So it's not very common.
Mm-hmm.
You could just sign up for it. You got to have one of those spots open in order to put your business up on the first page for the people in your area. We saw you were doing Home Advisor, and Home Advisor is on the first page, but they're beneath these local guys here. So you have your like top 3 with the map, and then there's a Home Advisor listing down there with like 20 of you. And then that's where we got
it's weird that I have Home Advisor because Home Advisor, everything I've gotten is like out of state, like Tennessee, Kentucky, stuff like that. It's probably because of my area code, but I used to live in Tennessee, but I don't live in Tennessee anymore. I mean, I'm in California.
No, they have you listed in Mid Pines, yeah. 95345.
Huh.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's Mid Pines, yeah.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Because basically what they're doing, though, is they put themselves on Google, and when they get one of those leads from Google, you know, let's say it cost them $5 to get the lead, you know, they'll sell it to you for 20 or 30, and then it goes to like 3 other people too. So they'll get their money whether you get the job or not. It's pay per lead, not pay per job. So a lot of times,
yeah,
you know, you're paying for stuff and it's not even turning into anything. So, you know, we had this spot open up and we're like, okay, well, let's give them a call. You know, if we list you independently, then you don't have to deal with paying per lead anymore. The customers can just call you right off the first page as your own entity. So it should save you money from that system, but also generate a better return on investment for you since you're not getting, you know, docked every time or dealing with the leads going to multiple people.
Yeah, so far, I mean, be straight up, I've probably spent about $1,000+ on Home Advisor, and I haven't gotten nothing from them.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, you know? But that's the problem. It's not that they don't have good leads. They get good leads, but the leads, they sell them to 4 people. So it's like you got to have the lowest price of the bunch. Those people that fill out that form and go past my guys and hit that Home Advisor, they're price shopping. My guys are too busy or too expensive for them. So they go down there and they click on it and they're like, okay, I'm going to get calls from like 4 or 5 of these people. So I'm just going to hear everybody out and go with the cheapest one, you know?
Yeah.
So if we put you up here, you know, it's more pitching quality, but you're also getting exposed to quantity. So you can kind of cherry pick through the leads and pick and choose what kind of jobs you want to take rather than having to call the lead and you know, try to vet it all crazy because you paid for it. You know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay, so because if I can do this, I'll just get rid of Vandy's List or whatever, HomeAdvisor.
Right, that's what I was saying, and also, I know you're saying you got the partner, but we have the availability, you know, I could put it on a month-to-month, so that way, I mean, I'm sure he won't be opposed to you at least just giving it a shot. I mean, if he really didn't like it, you guys will be able to back out at any time because it's month-to-month, but I'm pretty sure you'll love it if you could do anything with the system you're on now.
Yeah. What's the cost looking like?
Okay, so I sent you a link to the pricing page to your phone. It's from Local Splash. It'll have like a link in there. It'll say localsplash.com/pricing.
Let me pull it up. Okay.
Yeah, that way I could show you rather than just tell you.
All right, so it's open now.
Okay, and then scroll down towards the bottom, just underneath our Premier Google Partner Badge.
Okay.
Okay, and then you'll see the packages and the pricing structures. So the prices range quite a bit. I mean, they could go anywhere from $299 all the way up to $599. Now, I wouldn't say you're out in the sticks, but you're out in the sticks, man. I don't know how long you've been in California, but I've lived, like, right on the coast my whole life. We call that the sticks when you're that far inland. You're really close to, like, Yosemite area. Beautiful area.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the Yosemite area, so...
Oh, okay. That's
right
what
now,
we call
I'm
it, the coast.
North...
I'm a Huntington Beach.
Yeah, I'm up in, like...
Oh.
Okay, yeah. I grew up in the forest.
Yeah.
So, and this is a forest company, pretty much, so...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
That's very true. But for your service area, you want to cover more ground, is more what I was getting at. I wasn't bad-mouthing it.
Yeah.
You know, most of my family lives in Big Bear. So, you know...
I know, exactly.
You gotta cover a lot more ground, right? So what I was thinking, you know, it's not like we're putting you in San Francisco where it's like you cover a 5-mile radius and there's a million people there. You know, for you, you gotta cover...
Yeah.
A lot of ground. So the Platinum package is what I wanted to put you on. That'll give you up to a 60-mile radius from where your business is located there in Mid Pines. But then also what I would do is I would drop the pricing down to just the $299. So that way you're not locked into that $599 pricing structure. I'm basically cutting it in half. Okay? And the reason I want to do that is because the guys that are in your area that provide excavation services, they're able to come back each month with that program at the $599 pricing structure, right? With the kind of work that you do, you know, that's basically a day's work usually, and they can pay it off. But for you, you know, the first job we bring you, you're basically doubling, maybe even tripling your ROI.
Yeah.
At $299, right? And then also,
yeah.
What I was thinking I could do for you, if you wanted to come on board with us today, is you'll see in the fine print, there's usually that 3-month agreement. I would waive that, and then I would reduce the setup fee down to just a one-time payment of $99. So the initial investment would be $398, but then each month after that, it would go down to $299, and it would stay that way for as long as you're with us. So that won't go up or change on you. Okay?
Okay.
So with that, we're not just putting you on the first page and running your ad, Steve. We're also developing that .com website for you, right? So we're going to purchase the URL. We're going to provide hosting for you. We're going to develop all the content for you. You know, put some examples of your work up there. We'll help you develop a logo if you don't already have one. You know, we want to make sure that the first impression of your business is professional as possible, so that way it makes it easier for you to nail down those jobs.
Okay. My business partner just pulled up. Like, can I talk to him real quick about this and
absolutely.
Let you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do I just put you on hold for a few minutes or?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to put me on hold because what's going to happen, like my reps like Kara, they're calling down the qualified candidates list for the spot right now. So if I hang up with you, they're just going to send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill the listing.
Okay. Talk to him. She's a guy out of the truck. Give me a couple of minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
No, just tell him I can't take the call right now. I'm on hold.
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Steve.
Cool. So, what was the monthly fee again?
It would be $299 with the discounts, but it's going to be for the Platinum package.
Okay, and so that's the first month. And then
the first month will be $398. So today, if you want to secure the listing, there's a one-time setup fee of $99. And then the monthly subscription of $299. So the initial investment is $398, and then each month after that, it'll go down to $299, and it'll stay there. So as long as you're with us, you'll get that discounted rate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said if you want to waive the $99 setup fee, I will do it, but otherwise, no.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, the setup fee usually goes to my pocket for creating the account, so I can waive that, though.
Yeah.
Our job really is to fill the listing. So. Okay. So, what's your partner's name, Steve?
Tim.
Tim? T-I-M?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's his last name?
Yeah,
Madden.
Like John Madden?
M-A-D-D-E-N.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just want to give him access to, if he's going to be an involved partner. So I wanted to just put his number down, and then I'll also give him my direct number and extension if he wants to be able to make any changes to the listings or has any questions, comments, or concerns along the way. I'll be the account lead for you guys. So I'll basically walk you through it and make sure it's working until you're comfortable, and then I'll let you, you know, take over from there. So what's his phone number?
No, he just wants me to deal with all that, so he can just have my number.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just put his name in there in case we get a call from a Tim Madden. We'll know, you know, exactly who he's affiliated with. I'm assuming Steve is short for Steven.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Steven? I'm going to create your business profile here.
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Okay. And then partner. Okay. And then on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for your clients to get a hold of you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 865-297-6290?
Yes.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. I know there's a P.O. box on file for you guys, but we need like a street address where I could send a PIN verification letter. It's got a little 5-digit number on the back, and that's how you get that red dot there in that top section. What's the street address that I can send that to?
4978.
Okay.
Carstens Road. C-A-R-S-E-E-N-S.
S-E-E-N-S? S-E-E-N-S. Let me see if I can find it here. C-A-R-S-E-N-S?
Yeah, C-A-R, car, then S-T-E-N-S.
Oh, Carstens. I found it. Here we go.
Yeah.
95345?
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't have to display that address, Steve. So if you want it hidden, I can hide it. Do you want me to hide the street address?
Yeah, that's my personal residence.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want anybody showing up there. It's just so that we could send you that postcard in the mail. And then you only got to do that one time for as long as you own the company. So once it's PIN verified and your Google My Business page is created, you guys exist, we won't have to do that over again. Unless you, you know, move to a different area or something that's like way out of Mariposa County.
Yeah, I'm probably moving in the next month or so. So I will
update
that.
Yeah, let me get you my direct contact info now then. Hold on one second. Let me send you a text here, my direct number and extension. So the line that I'm texting you from, it's a 714 area code for Orange County. That's my work phone.
Uh-huh.
So you can still message me on that outside of work, but I can't do anything as far as like your billing or anything like that through that text. Obviously, everything has to be documented. So they monitor and record everything. Google does through my work phone and through this line that we're on now. You're recorded. Okay. And then, what's your business email address as well?
You can use mine. It's going to be Moore, M-O-O-R-E, Steven, at 526@gmail.com.
At 526@gmail.com or 526@gmail.com?
526@gmail.com.
There we go. I was going to say, that doesn't look right. Okay. Update. All right, perfect. And then we're going to build the site for you. Did you guys have a company logo or photos that you want to use for the site?
Not on hand. We can get photos and pictures and stuff and send to you later.
Yeah, no, that's fine. There's going to be a client interview set up for either this afternoon or tomorrow, depending on, well, it'd have to be for tomorrow. But as long as you guys could get it over, like, before the weekend, I want to make sure that by the start of next week, we have the site at least 95% completed. You know, if you guys want to make minor tweaks, but we want to have most of it up and running already by then. So that way, once you get the postcard in the mail, we're just ready to launch everything and you're in position to start receiving calls.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have stuff to do.
You got both of those texts that I sent, like my number and the email address?
Yeah.
Okay. And we have graphic designers here. So if you guys want help, like, developing a logo, we could do that during the client interview. The client interview, it usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in order to get it completed. Is there a time where we can get both of you guys together tomorrow?
After 5. I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, we're on a job tomorrow.
I hear you. I mean, we're stationed in California here in Newport Beach, but, I mean, we do this all over the country, so our hours are designed to accommodate that. We're usually here 7 to 4, you know, just to kind of help with our East Coast clients as well. The latest I would be able to do between 3 and 4, and then, like, the earliest I'd be able to do between 7 and 8, so, like, any time in between those windows.
That's just 7 to 8 tomorrow.
7 to 8. Okay, that's not too early for you guys?
No, we're usually on the road by 6:36.
Okay, awesome. I like it. You guys get up the same time I get up.
Okay. Yeah.
Not my choice, though. I'm usually getting smacked in the face if I don't. So my son is in the crib, and it's not okay. Or he's in the bed. I try to convince my lady to leave him in the crib, and she just insists on him sleeping with us, so... It's like the worst thing ever, man. A lot of times I just go sleep on the couch.
I get it.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to wake up for work tomorrow if this kid keeps smacking me. Okay, so I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'll also send a text message. The messages are automated, so it's going to text you at like 6 o'clock, like 1 hour before the appointment, and it's just to confirm that that's still a good time for you guys. If something pops up or changes, you could always text or call in. Just let me know. I could reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible without actually disturbing your guys' work day.
Perfect.
All right. So I have the business profile created and the client interview confirmed. Last two questions on here are, do you guys offer financing for larger jobs or split payments?
Like half up front, half down?
Yeah, that's what a lot of my guys do, the excavation contract. So that way they don't back out like mid-job or something and you guys are stuck paying for stuff or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can put us down for that, yeah.
Okay, and obviously you accept cash, check, and card, right? Or just cash and check, just card?
Cash and check for now.
Okay, no card. And then hours of operation, there's three questions.
I mean, 6 to 6, 7 days a week.
Okay. Wow. Okay. 6. Okay. And that's changeable at any time. So if you change your mind or if you guys hire some guys, you want to switch it up, just let me know. I can swap that out. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a business profile created. Submit. All right. Maricopa County is yours. And you can go up to 60 miles from the street address. So you can actually cover a lot more than Mariposa County. But in particular, we were looking for somebody to cover that Mariposa County. And you're like smack right in the middle of it. So this is perfect. All right. God, works in mysterious ways. All right. Let me go ahead and waive your setup fee for you. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum Package, and I've waived the setup fee, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. Is it under your name or the business name?
My name.
Okay. So Stephen Moore. And then is there any middle initial on your name?
No, not on this card.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
No, this one's different.
Okay. I'm ready for the billing address.
It's going to be P.O. Box 18.
P.O. Box 18.
Balasito.
Oh, can you spell that for me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Balasito.
Yeah,
B-A-L-I-S.
95, I think it's Eric, the zip code is 95251.
251, okay. 95271. Let me just Google it and it'll give it to me. Here. Oh, that one's coming up, Calaveras County. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, I live in Calaveras. I mean, that's where the business is out of, Calaveras County.
Oh, but the city is Vallecito, Vallecito.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. That's the part I wasn't getting right. It sounded like you were saying, like, like with a B. Okay.
No, sorry.
It's okay. Must be hidden up there. I'm more familiar with SoCal than NorCal. Usually when I go up that way, I'm going straight somewhere like SF. We have a lot of our Google meetings over in Mountain View, and that's the main headquarters, and then I'll go to Yosemite. I actually have a Yosemite trip booked with my family this summer.
Okay.
And that's so off topic. Okay. And then you said it was a MasterCard, right, Steven?
Yeah.
Okay. According to my system, it should start with a 5 if it's a MasterCard. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah, 5156.
5156.
7688.
7688.
9412. 4083.
4083. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0626.
626, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
086.
086, okay. And then I have to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you before I can authorize any transaction legally with Honest Approach. As I'm walking you through this, Steve, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or agree with, just stop me. Okay, I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure everything's accurate and we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business, okay?
All right.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and approve. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
A Honest Approach.
Thank you. It's A Honest Approach or just Honest Approach?
Oh, an Honest Approach, A-N, Honest Approach.
Okay. This is why we do this, voice verification. So let me fix this. So, An Honest Approach, because we just had it as Honest Approach. Let me go. A-N, Honest Approach. Okay, submit. Okay, changed it. Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Stephen Moore, and I am the co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of An Honest Approach today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Steve, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are active. Oh, what the heck? In hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're already doing, like with the Home Advisor stuff. If you want to keep using that, that's at your own discretion. I don't think you're going to want to after a month or two of this, but we're just saying more so like after today, if you're going to add another service, let us know about it. I want to make sure that you're not like paying for something we're already doing for you in that Platinum package or duplicating any of the listings we've created.
Okay. Yeah, that's right? Yeah. I'll probably get rid of home visor. So.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I put you on a platinum package, so you shouldn't need, like, anything online any further. I mean, you're basically getting your entire online marketing for an honest approach handled for $10 a day with this pricing structure.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a heck of a deal. That should put you guys in a position to have a really profitable 2022. But it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 18th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, but that's going to be for our platinum package. I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge. I've also waived your entire setup fee for you. So when the term is completed, the agreement is going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th day, but it's going to remain in that discounted price of $299 indefinitely. So as long as you're with us, you're going to get that rate. It'll never go up or change on you. There's no surprises, so you won't get any additional lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout your campaign. It does state that you're not binded to a contract, so you can discontinue or cancel our services at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is that you contact us before the billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So you should get a text message here. This is going to have everything in writing, especially because of the discounts that I applied. So it'll say, like, Steve, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep.
You get it? Okay, so there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the full outline of the agreement in writing. If you do, as you scroll down through this, there's going to be a box to check. It'll say, click here, or basically, if you don't opt out of text messages, if you don't want me texting you, if you're okay with me texting you, leave it blank. I do like utilizing the text message, especially when I know that you guys are busy. I'll just put a message in there and obviously wait for you to respond back to me through the company line. As you go down further, it'll just have more outline of the agreement, and then there's a box you have to check to certify that you are the authorized user on this account and all the information you provided is true and correct. Obviously, you're not acting like somebody else, using somebody else's information, or somebody else isn't acting like you and using your information. And then at the very bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first and last name to agree to the subscription terms.
Yeah, I did that. Now it says username and password.
Right. So at the end of your client interview tomorrow morning, they're going to send you an email with your temporary login information. You could adjust it to whichever you prefer. But there's also going to be a 7-minute YouTube video that's going to show you how to use that tracking system. That's a very useful tool. You can request reviews from your clients. If you miss phone calls, you can go in there and see what they were looking for before they called you and get their number and call them back. So that's really going to help you land your clients, not just from the live calls, but if you miss them. And then it's also going to track what we're bringing to the table for you each month, so that way you guys know it's a profitable situation. So we're definitely going to reference that, but they'll give you the login and information at the end of the client interview. Right now, all I want you to focus on is going to be the client interview tomorrow between 7 and 8, and then that postcard coming in the mail. It's Tuesday, and they say it usually takes 3 to 5 business days to receive. So we might get that postcard on Friday, but more than likely, it'll probably come through on Monday or Tuesday next week. Okay? When you get that, there's a little 5-digit number on the back. You could call in with it, or you could just text it over to me, whichever is easiest for you, but I need that. That's, like, super important, okay? We have to have you PIN verified. Once we do that, you'll never have to do it again. You know, you basically exist as a business on Google now once you PIN verify yourself, okay?
Okay.
But that's the gist of it. So, you know, I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Really happy I was able to approve that pricing structure that Tara requested for you. I know it's going to save you money and put us in position to work together long term. But I gave you my direct number and extension. Same thing with your partner. If you want to share that with him, if you guys have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just call in. You know, we basically want to walk you through it and make sure it's working for you. That's the only way we're going to make any money, is if, you know, you're making money and we're seeing you come back each month. So if there's anything I can do to help,
yeah,
you know, don't hesitate to call in, okay?
Absolutely, man. I will be in touch with you here soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I'll let you get back to your day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow morning between 7 and 8 for that client interview.
Perfect. Sounds good, man.
All right, Steve. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.